6:45 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. We got a lot of things to give away. We got Sporkle coming up here in a second. We got midget strippers coming in later on. I don't know. They're not really strippers, I guess. I mean, depending on how much skills you have.
I know some of them have OnlyFans and whatnot.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I had to do some research.
All right, if they want to promote their OnlyFans, they got to take their clothes off.
Do they charge half price for the OnlyFans?
Oh,
man.
Wouldn't it be great if Charlie Belcher was like, I went with the Micro Maidens this morning. All right. Carmen, what do we have to give away today?
Yes, Michael. We have a bunch of stuff. We have tickets for Tyler Childers, who's a country artist.
Carmen's favorite.
Journey, 30 Seconds to Mars, Imagine Dragons, and the Marley Brothers.
Let's do it right now. A little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. That's very loud.
Everything's messed up. I don't know what to do.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
It's because we're on the other Comrex.
All right, we'll switch it during the break. Switch it during the break.
No, it's fine. I'll just make sure I turn everything down.
Yeah, fine for you if you don't want your ears bleeding over here. Damn it, you made me forget what I was going to say. Carmen is a keeper of Sporkle. Pap Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Oh, who won yesterday?
Spanish.
Slayed my streak yesterday.
That's what I'm saying, Michael.
Yeah, Sleek Strayer.
Nope.
You know what I'm trying to say. Rotation. I have too much Mr. and Mrs. Crab inside of me. Hey, can I tell you, I watched that video again the other day, the Bertation lady.
Yeah.
That is one of the oddest things ever. The fact that she couldn't put the words together and that you know that she's not drunk.
Right.
The first time we watched it, we were like, oh, she was wasted. Now you watch it and you know that she's trying so hard to say what she's saying and she can't get it out. It's so hard to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, she made up words.
That's like, what was that female comedian that was talking about vaccinations and about idiots not getting vaccinated? And then she was like, I got vaccinated.
Heather McDonald or Heather something.
But you see her, and at first people think it's a joke. People think it's a joke because she's in the middle of a stand-up routine. And she's talking about that, and then she falls over, and they're like, "Ah!" And then they're like, "Oh, she's
bleeding profusely out of her face."
It's so weird how they make her look like she's really bleeding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Carmen, what are we playing today?
All right, today we're going to be playing Missing Words 60s TV shows. Okay, so I'm going to give you.
Well, it's over for all of you guys.
Right, yeah,
I'm going to give you a TV title from the 60s, you're going to give me the missing word, okay?
Joe, don't yell anything out. I know you want to.
Did you help her pick the Sporkle, Michael?
No, I did not. Yes. If I did, I would have did this yesterday.
All right. Your first one, The Valley.
Hidden. Nope, that's a salad dressing.
The Blank Valley.
Nevada.
I know it now.
Fantastic. The Green Valley.
Big.
The Big is what I was looking for. No point. Boone.
Daniel.
Mike. Burks.
Reynolds.
You're saying Burks?
Yes. Burks.
Shire.
Blank. These are Burks, TV shows.
Burks and Dunn.
Are you saying Burke with a K?
Yes. Burks.
All right, don't yell at
me. Well, I've said this 5 times.
It's hard to, I don't know the show.
Burke's Law.
I don't know that one.
Great show.
54, Where Are You? Mike Helda. F.
True.
Galvin.
You.
Affair.
Family.
Internal. Mike. Smart.
Get.
Galvin. The Ghost of Mrs.
Muir.
Krabs.
Mike.
Oh, my wife is back.
Hogan's.
Heroes.
Yes, Galvin.
Oh.
And Pap Pap. We're halfway there.
Oh, come on now.
Gio and Spanish are not on the board. They have a total of 0 points. Galvin was with 3, and Michael is your leader right now. He's winning with 4.
Oh, no.
All right, we are playing Missing Words 60s TV shows. Your next one, Navy.
Mikhail.
Damn it.
Galvin. Please don't eat the
TV.
Children.
Please don't eat the...
Also don't eat the chocolate.
Blank.
Cake.
Daisies.
Oh, yeah. Good for your heart.
Junction.
Conjunction.
No. Petticoat.
Yeah, petticoat.
Conjunction.
What's your function?
The limits.
Outer.
Galvin. Shadows.
Doug.
Mike. Acres.
Green.
Geo. Ed.
Mister.
Galvin.
Oh, come on.
Pep Pep.
Galvin.
And Pep Pep. We're on the last three.
Spanish is at zero. He is not on the board. Idiot. Geo has a single point. Galvin and Michael are tied. They both have six.
All right. Me. Missing words from 60s TV shows. Last three. Here we go. It takes a...
Two.
Oh.
Village.
It takes a...
Woman.
Family.
No, I was looking for... It takes a thief.
Oh, Robert Wagner. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the Wag.
No points. Last two. Here we go. The nun.
Flying.
Mike.
You said frying?
Flying.
Flying. Sally Field. She's been yeah. her little habit.
She can fly.
Whoa.
That is a weird show.
All right.
And the last one, missing word 60s TV shows, Island.
Gilligan's.
Mike.
What was the bonus? What was the bonus? What was the bonus?
I was thinking MILF.
In Space.
Lost.
Love that. Yep.
No point.
No.
Doesn't count.
Your final score. Spanish with zero, Geo with a single point.
Hell yeah.
Galvin with six, and Michael is your triumphant champion today. He won with eight.
I called it like Babe Ruth. Pointed to left field, called it, and won.
You won, but not right. Destroying.
It's a solid win.
Congratulations.
It's I won by two, plus there was the one that Joe gave you.
He gave you 15. I heard it earlier.
Yeah. It was like at least two make em ups.
Yeah. Very nervous.
You guys, you conspire with Carmen to just make that quiz from 60s.
Look at that.
Good try.
Why? Why would you make us see that?
It was a mugshot of a fat goth woman with purple hair.
With grimace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Fake missing, their missing child report.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Garbage.
Good morning. Who's this?
Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
Good. How you doing this morning?
You are the winner, my man. I will put you on hold. Carmen will grab you during the break, and we will hook you up. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. There you go. I think I woke Sean up.
Yeah.
Did a lot of excitement.
Initially sleeping. Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
All right. Coming up in news today, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Fire sale, and because, of course.
Oh, okay. That, we've got Micro Maidens coming in the studio.
Yeah.
What are other terms? Micro Maidens. Tiny
dancers.
Tiny dancers.
Yeah.
Like little that. Ladies.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
We.
Short Sallys.
We wrestlers.
Small Sallys.
We
Small
women.
Sallies. Oh, anyway. They're Micro Tiny. Maidens will be here. That's right.
Oh.
You can say
that.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's A, either not going to happen, or B, they're going to be angry.
Well,
surly.
It's early. Yeah. You're going to be mean.
I'm not going to be mean.
Someone's going to be mean. Gio's going to say the wrong thing or something. Yeah, you're going to look down on them. Don't do that.
Well, we have no choice.
I mean,
speak for yourself, Mike. Yeah.
I just feel like they're going to be angry that they had to get up early and come in here, and they're going to have angry midget face.
When are they supposed to be here?
Nine.
Nine's not bad.
They wake up when the sun comes up.
Yeah, so. But they I know they're driving right now.
Oh,
they're
probably listening?
Yeah.
They're driving like
from where they last performed to here.
They take they're on a bus, like a tour bus?
They sleep in the trunk.
No. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Club compartment. I feel like we got to lock down the terminology.
Yeah, but dude, it's too late.
Micro maidens.
Yeah.
So that's what you refer to them.
They sleep in a satchel, kind of like a cocoon.
You should text them, good morning, midgets.
No.
And see if they respond and they're okay with that.
No,
Would you say that to a basketball team? Use that derogatory term?
Good morning, midgets?
Not to the team. No, that's not the word I meant.
No.
Yeah.
That's the word that they say.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to say
the M word.
Yeah.
I think little people is what...
They like little people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which to me seems very derogatory.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing we have not called them this morning.
Because I feel like somebody tricked them into being called little people. Like they were like, how's little people? How about just people?
Yeah.
How about just people?
You know, great performers.
I'm excited to have them.
I'm excited too. I did some research.
Their sense of humor is as strong as ours.
I hope so too.
Do you know what I just pictured? One big woman driving and seven little ones sleeping on each other in the backseat. That's adorable.
Yeah, like
you ever see when a litter of puppies is born and they just sleep on top of each other?
Kyle.
Uh-huh. It's the cutest little thing you've ever seen.
We just got rid of your daughter's little house. That would have been perfect.
Stop it.
That would have been great.
Hey,
look at this. This is our green room.
The pressure washing people are coming this morning. Wouldn't that be great if we could do like a flash dance thing?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I'm a maniac.
See how far you can shoot him.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Set him up on the roof.
Never gonna. Oh.
I'm the bad one.
This is never going to work out.
Yeah.
No, they're not showing up.
They're not
going to. No, I don't think so.
No.
There's no way.
Yeah. Well, no. I would like to meet the one. But
they're confused. They have no idea. Yeah.
How is the Masked Singer still on TV?
I don't know.
It's not just on TV. Super successful.
Yeah. I think it's Fox's biggest show right now.
It's wild.
It's so funny. And I can't really crap on it because if it's on and I'm around, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I think the crocodile is Osama bin Laden.
No, it's probably not
Osama bin Laden.
The butterfly is Diana Ross.
Yeah.
No.
Well, if it's not Osama bin Laden, then I'm going to say it's the black guy that was interviewed with those girls from Cleveland that were in the basement.
He got the hamburger.
And his name's Jerry. Yeah. Whatever this is. Oh, you remember. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the worst.
They gave a hint, and that hint makes me think. What do you got?
What's happening over here?
Oh, yeah, the Joe fell asleep.
He was plugging in a drive.
Oh, okay. No. Finally had that stroke.
I thought he disappeared.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back and dive into news next. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah